Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Eric bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, somebody who's pound for pound does more for small business than anybody I know on the planet with her organization, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And I'm going to say it again, folks, if you're looking for someone to represent you in Washington at the table, and she's invited to the table, people, they know that she's got her finger on the pulse of what's right for small businesses, for you and me to be able to be successful and to keep what we earn. And to keep other influences out of our businesses, like unions and the government as much as possible, then I encourage you to find out what her organization has to offer, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and that's sbecouncil.org. I've been telling you about that for almost 13 years, Karen, and I appreciate the way you've been continuing to keep up the fight. We've got a big election coming up tomorrow. We've been talking about what's at stake. You told us in the last segment that that you thought that a lot of the health care bill could be dismantled. That's good news. We talked about the tax breaks. The compromise, I've been hearing about a compromise on the tax cuts, Karen, that they might make the middle class tax cuts permanent, which would be a coup, I think, but only extend the tax cuts for the rich for a while. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I think they're just trying to slice and dice this every way they can just to, you know, get that money from the quote-unquote wealthy, right?
But wouldn't that be a good temporary a compromise if we could get something made permanent?
You know, Jim, I just think it's bad tax policy to be cutting up the tax code, you know, cutting it up like that. I agree. I think that there's a possibility. Yeah, there's a possibility that can happen. But there's a lot of technical stuff they have to also work on in the budget to make that happen.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they can, because there's so many complexities in terms of making.
And they don't have much time either, do they?
No, they don't even have a budget. You know, I mean, there's so I think there's, you know, I think in the end, I mean, that can happen. But I really do think in the end, given the time, that they'll, you know, just extend all of them.
I want to come back to what you just said. You're telling us, I knew this, but I hadn't thought about it lately. Here we are into November, and the 2011 fiscal year does not, the government, the people we pay to work for us, Karen, have not done their job by producing a budget.
Right.
Now, tell me again why we're paying them, Karen?
Jim, I have no idea.
if you and I did our job like that, we'd be fired.
Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Why do we continue to allow them to? I mean, why don't they? You know, we need to get people up there that will pass a law that says if Congress doesn't pass the budget by September 30th, that they don't get paid.
No, I agree. It's a totally dysfunctional environment up on Capitol Hill. Totally. I've never seen anything.
There's no
like
shame,
it.
Karen. There's
I've
no shame.
I've never seen anything like it, Jim. I have to say, it's just. It's crazy, and we need to bring some semblance of order, some planning. There needs to be adults up on Capitol Hill running this country. I mean, that's all there is to it.
And folks, I really hope
this election is all about that.
This is what I mean when I do what I call railing against the political class. This is the kind of behavior I'm talking about.
Right.
And it's not Republican or Democrat.
Right. And so we need those mature, selfless. Public servants on Capitol Hill next year. And, Jim, you know, I'm going to remind your listeners, if they're still unsure about who they're going to be, voting for tomorrow, or if they're, you know, they're still looking into the issues and looking at how their current member of Congress scored on issues, to visit our scorecard on our website, sbecouncil.org. And we rate every member of Congress on 20-some-odd votes, both the Senate and the House. And you can get an idea on how they voted on health care and taxes and regulation and card check and all these other issues. You know, and also a lot of amendments they probably didn't didn't even hear about.
Right.
For example, alternative amendments, alternative budget resolutions that would have cut spending, cut taxes, and things like that.
Right.
So, you know, you need to know where your House member stands, particularly when they say how much they love
and the Senate.
Business.
The Senate too. You've got the Senate up there too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, folks, if you're wondering whether your incumbent is worthy of your vote or the challenger, this is a perfect way for you to become more educated. And back to what I said earlier about becoming a more informed voter, go to sbecouncil.org and look at the scorecard. For your member of Congress is right there, and it'll show the political issues, the small business issues, and how they voted right there on that website. Karen Kerrigan, thanks for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thank
you. We'll see you next time. SBECouncil.org. Check it out. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.